Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's talk Eagles Packers. Let's talk to Shiel Kapadia. He does a spectacular job covering the Eagles, of course, and the entire National Football League for The Ringer. He knows both teams inside and out. Good morning, Shiel.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Excited, Shiel. I mean, we've been waiting a while for this. Obviously, last year, very different feel in the air entering the playoffs, and then the balloon popped really fast, as expected by many of us. But this year, totally different. So, Shiel, I've got a strong degree in confidence in the Eagles in winning this game. Should I? I mean, I know Green Bay's good, and I'm not shortchanging them, I don't think. But I would be pretty surprised if Green Bay wins. Is that fair?
I think so, yeah. I do have respect for Green Bay, the quarterback, the coach. They've been a very good team this season, but I would be too. I think you would be right to be pretty disappointed if the Eagles come out of Sunday and don't win this football game. And really, it's for a number of reasons, but the biggest one to me is just there is a talent disparity. Specifically, when you look at the Eagles' offense on the field against that Packers defense, there is no excuse for them to not go up and down the field against that group. I mean, if you line up the two depth charts alongside one another, you're putting the check mark next to the Eagles on almost every spot there. So, yeah, there are other reasons we can get into as well, but I'm with you. I do like the Eagles to win this game. I can't decide whether I think it's going to be a close one or a blowout, but I do think they're definitely the favorites here.
Jordan Love came into this season with such high expectations nationally, and then it just didn't pan out quite the way people expected. Why, Shiel, did Jordan Love's play take a dip this season?
Yeah, I think he's a little streaky. I still like him quite a bit. I think the highs are very high with Jordan Love. I think he can make any type of throw. He likes to push the ball downfield more than almost any quarterback in the NFL. So that is really a key in this game, is that the Packers produce explosive plays at like a top five rate in the NFL. And what do the Eagles do better than any defense in the NFL? Limit those explosive plays. So it's really going to come down to that. You know, I think his accuracy at times can be a little inconsistent. He dealt with some injuries there. And then some of it's not on him. You know, you look at the receivers, I think he's had more dropped passes than just about any quarterback in the NFL. So there is this question of what version are you getting from the guy, especially given that he suffered that elbow injury last season. But he'll have games where the first half you look at it and say they don't have it, and then all of a sudden they're going up and down the field and making it a close game at the end. So there's a little streakiness to him.
Well, you talk about how Christian Watson, he is the guy who likes to get downfield. You talk about Jordan Love pushing it downfield. How big a deal is it that that guy, their best speed guy, is no longer available for the Packers offense?
It's a big deal. Christian Watson was averaging over 20 yards per reception for them. And so they have this wide receiving core where, you know, everybody plays their role, and now they kind of lost their vertical threat for this game. So, yeah, I don't want to make it out like he's Jerry Rice or even A.J. Brown or anything like that. He's not that important to their offense. But in terms of the role he played and what I just talked about, Jordan Love wanting to create those explosive plays, I think that is a big loss for Green Bay in this game.
Hey, Shiel, random thing from last year's playoff game with Green Bay. I want to get your assessment if you think they'll try this again. And I thought it was brilliant last year. Matt LaFleur coaching in Dallas, upon winning the coin toss, chose to take the ball, which, of course, in modern day is pretty rare. Teams usually, you know, choose to kick off. And I thought it had a really psychological impact on Dallas because Green Bay scored on the first drive, and they put the whole crowd on their heels, and it changed the dynamic of the game right away. And, of course, they got up like 27-0 or whatever the hell it was. Do you think if they win that coin toss, they do that again and try to stick it to the whole city of Philadelphia with a first drive and try to, you know, take the air out of the crowd?
I would think so. I mean, if it worked last year, like you mentioned, I actually forgot about that. But, yeah, if you're going on the road, you're trying to take control of the game early, take the crowd out of it, then if it worked last year, I would assume they would want to do that again. Now it can go in the other direction. You go three and out, yep, and all of a sudden Saquon Barkley has a 25-yard run, and that place is whipped into a frenzy. So, yeah, it can backfire on you, but that wouldn't surprise me if he wanted to get the lead, get the ball, and get some momentum for him right away.
I will say this. I think the Eagles are a lot more mentally tough than Dallas last year. And I don't and as much as, Rhea, we talked earlier about the crowd can be tough in the postseason, I don't think it would be nearly as tough quarter one, mid-quarter, here than there, because they had such a track record of losing in Dallas.
There would be grumbling, I'm just saying, if it went for
Also, this Eagles team all year has gone down early. Like,
exactly.
It wouldn't be anything different. Like, it's what they do,
No, I totally agree
with that. But if they went ahead, the feeling in there could make life very difficult for the Packers.
It sure could. All right, so, Shiel, the defense, number one in the league, is this a defense? I mean, it's going to get even harder. Obviously, 2 years ago, they did not hold up in the second half versus Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Now I'm jumping ahead here, beyond just the Green Bay game. Do you think this defense is ready to go on the run is the defense ready to win it all, is basically what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, I have so much confidence in this defense. I have so much more confidence in this defense than that 2022 group. I mean, that group was not battle-tested in the regular season. We've talked about it before. The best quarterback they beat in the regular season that year was who? Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins. I mean, this team has faced Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I mean, they have faced these quarterbacks all season long and come through time and again. And now you have Vic Fangio. You know, there's an article from 2019 where Matt LaFleur was asked, who's the toughest defensive coach in the NFL to go against? It was on ESPN.com. And you know who he said? Vic Fangio. Mm. He said Vic Fangio is the hardest guy to read, the hardest guy to attack, what he does. And they asked three separate coaches, him, Sean McVay, and Kyle Shanahan. And Fangio's the guy they all said. So if you're an Eagles fan, this is the guy you want coordinating the defense against these big-time offenses in the playoffs. And from a personnel standpoint, the only question I have with this defense, if they end up coming up short here in this run and we're saying, man, the defense didn't do it this game, I wish there was a little bit more pass rush from this group, specifically from the edge spot. So I think you have Jalen Carter who can dominate a game. You need some of those guys, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, to give you enough on the edge to affect these quarterbacks.
Wow. So for all of the greatness that this defense provides with Vic Fangio, it's the last thing on the list in terms of what we're good at is edge pressure.
Shiel, what has struck me, though, because I think that's accurate, I think it's their weakest element of the defense, but what has struck me is it really wasn't a problem. I thought it would be. Now, credit to the corners for holding up the way they did, but credit to guys like Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat for playing a lot better. And Jalen Carter inside obviously creates a hell of a problem that helps the guys outside.
There's a chance 3 weeks from now, a month from now, we're talking about Jalen Carter nationally as one of the best defensive players in football, if we're not already there. But like that feeling is there that every week we're saying, oh my gosh, Jalen Carter just wrecked this game. I love that he got the week off because he's played a lot of snaps this season, so he has fresh legs for this football game. And you're right, Joe, I do think it starts on the back end. It's a weirdly built Eagles group compared to some of the ones of the past where their coverage is so good, and that's another huge advantage for them in this game. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Darius Slay against those Packers wide receivers, that you can force the quarterback to hold on to the football because the coverage is so good and they're so well coached that those guys on the edge can get a chance.
That's what's so unique. That's a great way to put it, Shiel. I mean, I think you diagnosed it. This defense is great from the back forward instead of from the forward back. And every coach I've ever been around, they've always said there's a reason why it's called the secondary. You know, because the front matters. The front matters more. But the way that we cover, it's so seamless.
Yeah.
You know, these players, they know exactly how to cover for one another's mistakes even. You know, it just all blends together like a blanket out there on the field. And so it does give those guys up front just a little bit more time.
Yeah, it really is beautiful to watch. And like you said, it's not only different from what you've experienced, but anyone in Philadelphia over the last two decades, 30 years, whatever it is. I mean, I don't remember a defense like this where you said the strength is definitely the secondary over the front, and it's the coverage helping the pass rush.
And that includes the linebackers. And it includes the linebacker coverage. Yeah. And that's why it's so important. Shiel, N'Kobe Dean, how good was he this year in that part of football? Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, the coverage part, I don't think they've gotten enough credit for just how beautiful that worked.
Well, Zach Bond's a first-team All-Pro as far as
I'm concerned. Okay, so, yeah, I guess he did get a lot of credit.
He's been I'm saying, in my book, I don't know if he will be or not. And N'Kobe Dean has been fantastic as well. You're right. I mean, if you remember that Week 1 game, they were picking on, the linebackers a little bit with their play action, and that's what they like to do, the Packers. They love to use play action and take shots over the middle of the field. But since then, you know, these guys have just gotten better and better and better. And, you know, N'Kobe Dean's not like an elite athlete, but he's become so smart. He's so good against the run, and he hasn't gotten picked on. We haven't come on here during the week and said, well, you know what, their linebackers got picked on in coverage. I mean, if you would have told me that before the season, I wouldn't have believed you. So, yeah, it is one of their best linebacker duos they've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, Shiel, one thing that kind of frustrates me every year the Eagles are in the playoffs is I feel like we shortchange the other games in this round because we focus so much, obviously, on the Birds. But, you know, there's some good games. I don't think it's the greatest card of wild card games. But which game intrigues you the most of the other five?
Of the other five, I would probably say, Vikings-Rams on Monday night is interesting to me. And that's obviously one that could certainly impact the Eagles.
Yep.
But I think a week ago, everyone was talking about the Vikings as one of the best teams in the NFC, and then they get blown out by Detroit. And so now you look at that game and say, is that just the start of kind of a tailspin, and they're going to be out of this thing early, or are they going to be coming to the link in the divisional round if the Eagles move on and the Vikings win there? So that probably is the most competitive game, I would say. Although Commanders Tampa Bay, Jaden Daniels in the playoffs is something I'm going to have my eyes on as well.
Yeah, and it's a weird phenomenon, Shiel. I think Tampa is the team that Eagles fans should hope the Eagles play in the second round, but Tampa has beaten the Eagles quite a number of times in the last couple of years. So, you know.
The ghost of Todd Bowles and, you know, the ghost of the last game with the vet when I was in the stand. So it goes back a long, long time with these losses to the Tampa Bay Bucs. But I'm with you. I think the Eagles would be a bigger favorite over the Bucs than they would be over the Vikings, even if from a fan perspective, the feeling might be a little uneasy.
And, Shiel, fascinating dynamic. If the Eagles do get the Vikings have to play that on short rest. That's a tough spot for them, man. That's a big advantage for the Eagles if that happens.
No doubt, and they had to play Week 18 as well, so it's not like they got a breather like the Eagles did. So,
think
you would have
against
more
the Lions.
Yes, think about what Minnesota – think about this for Minnesota. They will play on a Monday night in Los Angeles. They would have to fly back to Minnesota – then they'd have to get all their butts all the way here to Philly to play on a Sunday. That's brutal. And the Eagles get to be Philly.
The Lions are still just sitting.
Yeah, but my point is while the Eagles are here. Yeah. You know, it's nice.
Sure.
All right, Shiel, stay well, bud. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully, as the Eagles keep it going. Thanks, Shiel.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
You got it, bud.